Well,
say she's not quite that good looking. You'd say she's just sort of...
You're going to be a nice, fine lady.
Okay. Any other words you might use besides beautiful or becoming or cute or...
Personality.
Oh, no, I mean, and to looks, describe a dress.
Oh, describe a dress.
Mm.
Model.
Okay,
Designer.
Well, I mean, if you want to say that's a good-looking dress, you'd say, my, what a dress.
Mm, what a beautiful dress. Okay. What a nice dress.
Okay. What would you wear over your dress to work in the kitchen?
I don't wear a dress. I wear pants.
Oh, well, used to be. When people wore dresses
an
all
apron.
Time.
What? An apron.
Okay. Sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
Okay. And a whole baby's diaper in place, you use a...
safety pin.
Okay. And soup that you buy usually comes in a what kind of can?
A tin can.
Okay. And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
Okay. What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
Okay. And if it wasn't an old one, you'd say it's a...
secondhand suit.
No, it wasn't an old one. You'd say
it's a nice suit.
Okay. Or you just bought it, you'd say it's a brand...
brand new suit.
Okay. Would you describe the parts of a suit for me?
Trousers. Pants. Shirt.
Okay, the trousers and pants.
The trousers, well, some men wear hip huggers.
Uh-huh.
But the older men wear regular to the waistline.
Yeah, okay.
And
the shirt.
And a nice shirt, either flowered. It all depends on the pants. If they're stripes, they wear solid. If it's print, I mean, if it's pinstripes or something, if it's a solid color, then they wear a nice flower shirt.
Uh-huh.
Not too, you know, too loud. Nice tie to match a suit. A vest. It's in common. It's common now to wear a vest.
Yeah.
And their jacket, or a sport jacket.
Okay, another word for a jacket would be a...
a sport coat.
Okay, okay. You might say, that coat has fancy buttons in it.
Oh,
just put in a word for me there. Just the, where I said, you'd say, that jacket has fancy buttons.
Like, to suit the suit.
Okay, but just put in one word, you'd say, that jacket has fancy buttons in it. Just, what would you say if you were going to say that?
Now, that's another one I wouldn't know.
Okay, don't worry about that one. You might say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit just perfect.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them stick out or...
and bulge.
Okay. And if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody might run after you and bring it to you and say, here, I have...
your coat for you.
Okay,
it's too cold for you.
Okay, but you might say, I have you your coat.
Oh, I'm going to lend you your coat. I'm going to give you your coat.
Okay, you might say, go in that room and get that such and such and in here.
Oh, bring me my coat.
Okay.
Come in there.
Okay, and if you were going to say bring, you know, use that word, you might say,
bring me my coat.
Okay. Came home from work and there was a package here and your husband might say, well, the delivery boy from Jones's store it here.
Oh, there's a package for you.
Okay. If you're going to use the word bring now, you say the boy it here yesterday.
The boy brought your package here yesterday.
Okay. And let's see. And you might say he had it before, but I made him take it back.
He brought it here, but I made him take it back.
Okay. Let's see. You might say, this shirt isn't sanitized. I hope it won't
shrink.
Okay. And the one I washed yesterday